Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante with Greg Pickle. Another week in the books of stay at home, Greg. And I understand you had a major milestone event over the weekend. You smoked your first brisket.
That's right, Jim. Good morning, good low, good afternoon, whatever it is when you're listening to us on the KSN app or elsewhere where you get your audio. It's, like you said, another week in the books, and we've had a pretty good weekend. The brisket turned out well, and Sunday, thankfully I did that Saturday, Jim, because Sunday we ended up with a surprise commitment that would have taken me away from the grill had I still needed to be out there. So all in all, another busy week in the books. And here we go, starting, another week in May of all this. So I don't know if we know any more about when Penn State could return to campus or anything like that than we did last week. But we certainly know that there was plenty of news to talk about over the last 7 days.
Well, for the news, let's start right with that recruit you referenced over the weekend on Sunday. Quarter number one. Well, let me review the agenda here real quick. We are going to do news and notes in quarter number one. Quarter number two, you wrote an interesting article, 5 points of interest as we turn the calendar into May. So we're going to talk about that. Quarter number two, we're going to bump up Ask Greg into quarter number three. And the reason for that, finally, in quarter number four, we have a special guest coming in, Mr. T. Frank Carr. He's from State College's ESPN Radio 1450 and 103.7 FM. He is going to be our special guest. He also does scouting reports for rivals on these Penn State commits. So we're going to get a chance to chat with him in quarter number four. All right, let's get to the news. We're going to start with recruit Rodney McGraw, 6'5", 223 pounds, 3-star defensive end, and he was a flip from Indiana. Greg, what do we know about Rodney McGraw?
Yeah, so I was fortunate to get to chat with him a little bit a couple of days after he made that decision to flip from Indiana to Penn State, and I thought the and he echoed these comments and backed these comments up. But what he told 247 Sports, I thought, was pretty fascinating. The idea that, you know, the Hoosiers lost both the strength and conditioning coach out there and also their defensive line coach this past offseason. And so Penn State had some coaching staff instability, of course. But, you know, a lot of the key factors, obviously, Dwight Gall, James Franklin being two of them, Brent Pry being one, too. Jim, they were all still in play. They were all still ready to be a part of the program. And so I think that's obviously a pretty key indicator to what, you know, what he was looking for, which is stability and familiarity with the guys who he's going to be around most of the time. And he got to know John Scott Jr. pretty well. I think Rodney McGraw, Jim, is a guy who is not going to be ready to play immediately out of the chute. You know, he's going to need some time to add some weight and refine his craft and things like that. But he's immensely talented. I always like to see when Michigan State offers are out there, even though Mark D'Antonio is not there anymore. I still think Mel Tucker carries a lot of weight. So, you know, Michigan State was interested. Michigan was interested. So there were some other teams, Wisconsin, Indiana, of course, and Tom Allen, I think many would agree, is a very good defensive mind. So there were some pretty good programs that wanted him. Penn State's able to swoop in and close the deal, though, in the end.
Yeah, it's nice to see a flip going this way because of coaching instability elsewhere. On our show earlier this week and talking with Dustin and looking at his statistics, the 6'5", 223 pounds, it's interesting to compare him to, say, Jason Owe and Adisa Isaac and what they look like when they came out of high school. Very similar height and weight. It's as if, okay, this is the mold that we're looking for, that tall, lanky player. And if it's a question of weight, especially at that height, we can look at these guys and we can turn them into what we want to with Dwight Gall. Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we saw it with Sean Spencer, and we're going to see it again with John Scott Jr. And it's, I guess, not a surprise because they both come from the Brent Pry coaching tree. And Brent Pry, of course, has a pretty big hand in the kind of defensive ends that Penn State recruits. But, you know, clearly they want some taller, lankier guys that they can mold and they can develop and they can say, OK, maybe this guy we thought was a defensive end in high school, perhaps now he is a, you know, he's not a defensive end. He's a defensive tackle. He's a guy we can move inside. So I think obviously it's a bit of a give and a take and a risk and reward, because if a guy takes too long to, you know, be ready to go, then it feels like maybe you reached on a player that, you know, you could have used that spot elsewhere. But at the same time, we've seen Penn State develop some really good players that they needed just maybe a year or two more to get ready. So, I mean, I think at times you do worry about that tweener category a little bit and whether it's worth the risk that you take. But ultimately, I think Penn State's shown that it's been good enough to take those risks, Jim. And I think that, you know, McGraw's a guy who is very obviously talented, very tremendous, you know, has a great frame and all of that. And I think that, you know, all told, Penn State fans will be really happy with what they get here. He could be one of those guys we talk about in December as one of the more underrated players in the class.
Okay. And, we also get that feedback from Penn State fans. Whenever they see a 3-star instead of a 4-star, there's a reaction or perhaps even an overreaction, and they don't see that there's the potential for what this player is going to become as opposed to where he is right now.
Yeah, and I get that. But at the same time, you know, every program, even the Ohio States of the world, has some 3-stars that join their program every year. So I think it'd be a little bit short-sighted to get down on a kid just because he's a 3-star, especially now. I mean, again, one of the things we have to keep in mind is that usually right about now we'd be starting to see some re-rankings from what the 247 Sports and the Rivals guys saw during the spring evaluation period. And Jim, as of course you know, we don't have that this year because there were no spring evaluation period things. You know, coaches didn't get to go out and see kids and share their thoughts with analysts. You know, analysts weren't able to go to the Nike, the opening camps, whatever, the Under Armour ones, the Rivals ones. You know, those things didn't happen. So I don't want to say you have to take all of the star rating stuff with a grain of salt this year, but you just have to keep in mind that a lot of the process is informed by in-person evaluation, and there's just not going to be as much of that in this cycle compared to years past.
Right, and especially these players who are a little bit late to the game, just developing and haven't had that full review. You know, we've had the Christian Vaiu discussions with some of the other guys, and I don't think I've spoken to you since he made his commitment. And of course, he's the 4-star quarterback recruit out of Maryland by way of Canada. And Greg, I want to get your take on one thing that seems to be concerning to a lot of Penn State fans. He is listed as a pro-style quarterback, and there seems to be a reaction to that. Well, what's going to happen to, I thought Penn State's quarterback running the ball is part of, you know, the team strategy. And I'll throw one other note in, which is Sean Clifford and Will Levis were both listed as pro-style quarterbacks also. But I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, that's kind of one of those ones where you just throw your hands up in the air and shake your head. You know, it doesn't really make a difference, honestly, as long as the guy, you know, if there's a quarterback that's coming out of, there was a great series of articles on 247 Sports recently from Bud Elliott about how the spread has taken over college football. It hasn't just won, you know, the race to be the new offense of college football, but it is the new, you know, it is the offense that every college football team uses. And I think you have to remember that any kid, whether he's listed as a pro, I mean, there are very few Christian Hackenbergs out there anymore in terms of guys who just can't flat out run at all. And, you know, I don't think that when you look at Christian Vaiu that he's a guy that can't run at all, that can't escape the pocket, that can't run the RPO offense because he doesn't provide enough of a running threat. I just don't see that on his tape. I don't know. It'd be a good question if we ever have Brian Doan or Steve Wildfong on the program again. But, you know, at some point, just like they have two running back categories, you know, they have two quarterback categories. And I just wonder at what point do they say enough is enough and just combine all those into one. I mean, I don't think there is a such thing anymore as a pro style quarterback and a dual threat quarterback. If you're not a dual threat quarterback, you're not going to be able to make it at most Division I college football programs, especially not the Power Five schools that Penn State needs to be recruiting against that are trying to fight for the college football playoff. I mean, you see the offenses those teams run, and if you try and call those guys not dual threat quarterbacks, and I think we're just watching two different games in almost every conversation with about every team. So I just don't see that as something to be concerned about. And I just have a suspicion that that metric and that ranking category, I guess you could say, will probably go by the wayside sooner rather than later.
I agree. And again, just using the example of Will Levis and Sean Clifford, now seeing them after being in Penn State's program for a couple years, if you had to guess, you would have said, gee, I don't think they would have been listed as a pro style. They would have been listed as a dual threat. And the fascinating thing to me was, in looking back on this and trying to do some comparisons, Joe Burrow was listed as a dual threat quarterback coming out of high school. But Sean Clifford and Will Levis were pro style. So
yeah, I mean, like I said, I think the explanation for those differences is gonna, you know, it becomes harder and harder to make sense of and define and all that kind of stuff. So I just don't see it as something that Penn State fans need to worry about. I don't think it's something that Penn State fans need to think of as a detriment for Christian Vaiu's game. And I don't think that if your assumption is that, well, they said pro style, so that means Kirk Schrock is going to come in and change how this offense operates. He's been on the record multiple times. I'm sure clips have been played on this show. You've been able to hear and read it elsewhere. I mean, he is not going to take the running quarterback aspect out of Penn State's game. He is not going to abandon the RPO concepts that are a part of this offense, dating back to Joe Moorhead. And so, you know, whether the guy is listed as a pro style, dual threat, it just doesn't matter, because you can almost without fail, and it's a guarantee that any quarterback Kirk Schrock signs off on signing is going to have the ability to run and be active in that way.
All right. Finally, the last one, because we haven't talked about him since he committed, not with you anyway. Kicker Sander Sahadak. I'll guess on the pronunciation. After hearing Joe Lurig talk, this is the right timing to bring that kicker in, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, I remember a couple of weeks ago we had talked about the fact that he had said that he wanted a kicker to come in and sit behind Jake Pinninger and Jordan Stout for a season. And the way things look, that's exactly what's going to happen. So it's perfect timing. He tipped their hand a little bit. And Sahadik, now I want to note, and maybe we can get into this a little bit more in the next segment, but he's number one kicker by Coles Kicking. Again, two things to remember, though. Coles Kicking only evaluates the people that pay it to evaluate them. So there's a limited number of people in the pool. And secondly, Jim, no camps were held this year. So that obviously is going to make an impact on these rankings.
All right. That's it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, we're going to look at Greg's article where he talks about five things as we get into May.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops. All new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.